It's Grody time, and that means it's time for Mark Grody with Mully and Haw.
Bears.
On 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mully is out today, but we are still finding the time for one of the best segments of this show every Friday. And Mark Grody, like all of our guests, joins us on the Aturo Hotline. Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Just thinking, it blows my mind. It's palm to the forehead. It's befuddling that the things that I was hearing from people yesterday when I was filling in for you and Haw, along with Ruthie Polinsky, your friend and mine.
I am Haw.
Haw? This is Haw?
I am Haw. You're filling in for Mully and Haw.
Yeah, what did I say?
You said you and Haw.
Oh, me and Haw. Oh.
But we digress. Go ahead.
I digress. Anyhow, what I'm hearing from people is run the football. Ready? Run the football and get the football to your tight end. And, hey, I know there's nuances to it, but that's the same breakdown that occurred with every single quarterback previous. I'm talking about the drafted ones. Mitch Trubisky, same thing. Came out flinging the football. Looks like we might have a guy here. No, stop it. You must run the ball more. You must be more conservative. You must take away half of the field. Justin Fields, same thing. Let him use his legs. He can't pass. Hand the ball off. You want us to do? Okay, we'll hand the ball. Luke Getsy is like, that Green Bay game I always think of. Hand the ball off. And that's what they did for the entire game. Now we are at that point again with the Bears and this quarterback. I know it's different. I know it's a different quarterback. I know it's early. And I'm with you, by the way, Haw. I still think Caleb Williams is going to be great. Like, that is not dented for me. But we're at that point again,
well,
man.
Don't let it get there, because I think that's lazy. And I don't want to call people lazy. I think that's too easy to do. Let me put it that way. But I understand why people are going that direction, because of it's almost out of habit, Mark. It's almost like, well, this guy is not working out. He's been overhyped and he's underdelivered. So there must be ways to remedy this. And, oh, let's go back to our old ways and slice the field in half and make it easier for him. No, I think this. He's got to be better. But you also can do something schematically to run an NFL offense the way we were promised. This was supposed to be not necessarily the simplified version of everything that you want in an offense, but this was supposed to be something that was sophisticated enough to confuse defenses, because you had this quarterback with all the arm talent. Do that better.
Yeah, I agree with the part that, yeah, this is supposed to be sophisticated enough to confuse defenses. I think part of the conflict is with everybody, with Caleb Williams, with Shane Waldron, with just the powers that be, and let's just leave it at that for right now, and Caleb Williams, is that they want exactly what you want, what I want, what the fans listening want, and that is a representative downfield passing game. That's what Caleb Williams did in college. He got away with all the things that he's not necessarily getting away with right now because of the elevation and talent that he's dealing with. But that's what, when Shane Waldron, and all the criticisms are valid of him, Shane Waldron and his offensive staff, and Matt Eberflus as well, and I'll throw Ryan Poles in there, what they wanted to see out of this offense is passing down the field. Everybody want, what's the identity of this team going into the season? The identity of the team going into the season was those three wide receivers, Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, and DJ Moore. So they wanted to make this, like, use those stars, and I think That's part of why Cole Kmet has been left out of the party. Not that we know how talented and complete of a player he is, but when he is open there and for an outlet for Caleb Williams, he is. And we praise, like, I was thinking about this during the preseason, one of his first throws where you had, I don't remember who the tight end was. I think it was maybe Gerald Everett in a preseason game, was like wide open for an easy, you know, throw and catch on a third down. Instead, he throws it 10 yards to DJ Moore for the first down. And we all celebrated that. Mm-hmm. We all celebrated that moment. And I think it's ironic that we're talking about the tight end now. Celebrated that he, instead of taking the easy pass, he took the more daring pass and threw it, you know, not that that's too far downfield, but took the more daring pass. So I think that, and we celebrated that moment. So I think in a microcosm, that's exactly what we wanted from Caleb Williams. That's what we wanted from Shane Waldron. Unfortunately, for reasons that I haven't completely figured out, it's not working out. Now, we know that there's culpability with the quarterback. Of course, he has been inaccurate in the last 2 weeks. He is missing passes that he should make. And some of them, you know, there's not a great degree of you know, room for error on some of the passes, like the back-to-back ones in the end zone to Rome Odunze and Keenan Allen. But if he is that quarterback, he should be expected to make those plays. But I think it's my long-winded way, David, of saying they have done the things like that I want to see done ultimately with this offense, but for whatever reason, it's just not working at the moment.
All right, based on that long-winded answer and what you have heard this week from long-winded coaches, what do you expect Sunday, given that the Bears need to win this? We've talked a lot about the offense and the chemistry and the play calling, and they're going to be doing this without Andrew Billings.
I expect a slog out there. I think it's going to be I do think the Bears are going to win. I do. It's going to be a 16-13 Bears win out there. The Bears have every reason in the world to be motivated. I got to imagine that the defensive meetings, when they were watching the film, they were probably ugly. I don't know if Eric Washington is a yeller, but if there was ever a time to be yelling and motivating his guys, it was that. So I do think the defense will be obviously better based on the score that I just gave you, but I don't expect the offense to be revved up this week. And I'm just looking at these, David, if I may, not to make this answer long-winded as well, but some of the numbers offensively between the Bears and New England are way too similar. Quickly, total yards, New England 32nd, the Bears 28th. Passing yards, New England is 32nd. The Bears are 30th. Rushing yards, New England 24th. Bears 23rd. New England on third down is 25th. The Bears are 31st. Fourth down, because that's important nowadays, New England is 6th. The Bears are 10th. And time of possession, that is being dominated relative to the Bears by New England, 25th to the Bears 16th. So I mentioned that because we keep talking about how bad New England is and how, you know, this is the team that you can beat and they're 2-7. And if the year were to end today, they'd have the first pick. Well, guess what? Those numbers, and the Bears' defensive numbers way better than New England's, but that scares me a little when I see those numbers.
All right, quickly, two questions.
Oh, boy.
Number
I don't
one,
like to be quick today, Dave.
Without looking at your depth chart that the Bears provided you, can you name two wide receivers from the Patriots?
Oh my God. I can give you Kendrick Bourne.
Okay.
Can I give you, does that count?
Yes.
Well, of course that counts. The one I was going to ask if it counts, if I may, does Hunter Henry count? Did you say wide receivers?
Well, he's a tight end, but he's kind of used as a wide receiver.
He's a receiver.
Yeah.
So,
he's a receiver. All right.
And, Billy Johnson, is he still a receiver?
Billy White Shoes Johnson, I think he retired years ago.
I just made up that name. Ramondre Stevenson catches passes for them.
Yes, he is. He's a receiver. He's a running
back.
I
know the valuable players on their offense.
I use that almost as mocking the point that Drake May should not outplay Caleb Williams. He's not throwing to receivers of any who are established. So I think that's a good point. Next question.
Quick.
Who gets real more quick, real quick? Who gets more targets on Sunday? Cole Kmet or Doug Kramer?
Oh my God! Look, I said this earlier. Doug Kramer will never get another target as long as he is in a Bears uniform and Shane Waldron is running the Bears. He will never, ever, 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 ever touch the football again with the Bears, because if he does and it goes bad, you can just march all the offensive staff and Matt Eberflus into a car that will take them to the fired village.
All right, final word, Grody. You heard Kyle Long. He said it on the Pushing the Pile podcast. The Bears are cooked. I ask you, Mark Grody, are the Bears cooked?
Is the definition of cooked that they're just going to, like, lose out? What does that mean?
I thought you were cool enough to understand that. I don't know.
I understand cooked. Cooked, I am cool enough. I am cool enough, first of all, to know what cooked means. But does that is that they are like they're going to have the number one pick at the end of the season? Maybe relative to the NFL, winning. I don't know what cooked
means.
They're
done winning and being competitive. And then Matt Eberflus, as a result, will be out.
No. There's no way because this team is just, and this may ultimately may annoy people because at this point it's rough, hard for me to think that they're going to make the playoffs. But this team is just talented enough that they will eventually be a middling team. The game under 500, a game over 500. If it was still a 16 game season, I'd probably say this is a 500 team. This team it's too good of a defense. There's still too much talent on offense. They're kind of like the Bulls in a way. If Zach LaVine ever returns, that they're just good enough that the bottom's not going to drop out. The Bears are not going to have a top five pick. I mean, you just have to, and you have to think about this team too. That although they have been bad, they do care. Like, this team cares. We've seen Bears teams and sports teams in this town that once the bottom falls out, they really don't care. I think there is enough evidence from all the guys you've heard from in the Bears locker room that I've talked to or guys that you have talked to, Haw, on the radio, that they care enough. So, no. Kyle Long is wrong.
Great stuff, Grody. We will see you on Sunday.
I got some more things to say. No, I'm just kidding, Haw. Have a great day, brother.
Mark Grody, see you, man of all seasons. Here at the Score, wearing a lot of different hats and wearing them all very well. And Sunday, the game is at Soldier Field, but you can join the Score at Circus Sports Illinois at Jarrett Payton's flagship on the Fox in St. Charles. Be there for the pregame show. Mully, Olin Kreutz, and Patrick Manley will be the hosts 9 to noon. And then immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on New England. This Sunday, flagship on the Fox in St. Charles, sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be.